Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hooray! The government is open. And also, Pennsylvania has a budget. Whoop, whoop.
Everything is fixed.
Right.
Except I still don't have ABC and I don't have...
Oh, your ESPN and all that stuff. Yeah.
I still don't have WNEP or ESPN. Come on.
Well, get rid of YouTube already. What are you doing?
I'm waiting on my $20 credit. I got my email saying you can get a $20 credit. And I followed their email's directions. And guess what I ended up at? Dead end.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so frustrating.
Why aren't they just reimbursing everybody automatically? That should be what they're doing. But they're literally making you go reach out to them.
There's nothing more frustrating than going, following instructions. And they're like, all right, so here's what you need to do. You click on this to open this page, then click on account settings.
Right.
And you go and there's nothing that says account settings, just settings. And you click on that. And then it says, when you click on that, you'll see this. And that's not there. Right. And you're like, did I click the, is there a
account? All right. Give up on the $20. Just hit cancel and go to Hulu or something. That's your answer.
I won't get the same sports package. Then again, right now, I'm not getting any sports through that. So you're right.
You maybe will have sports.
I'm going to be one of those people that says, we don't have a television in our home. I like those people. No, I don't.
So anyway, that's
minimal.
Too bad.
That's
so
the only
the government's
big problem
open.
Yeah.
Back to that again. People start getting paid. We do finally have a congresswoman sworn in after 50 days where her constituents had no representation. That is an absolute travesty. Political games. And yet, I think it all just blew up in Mike Johnson and the Republicans' face anyway, because there she is making a critical vote on the whole Epstein situation on a day when the Epstein emails from his estate are being released. A lot of people concerned about what's in those emails. And it looks like they got to 218 on that special, signatures for release of the files. Now, some people may have thought, oh, they have 218. Files are going to be coming.
No.
But it does set it up for a House vote on the floor, which is expected, I think, first week of December. Is that what we heard or something? Next week.
I think it's next week. I thought I heard next week, but then it's going to go back.
I believe it's next week. But then it also goes to the Senate. And what's the Senate going to do with it?
Squash it.
And then it can go to the president. He can veto it. They would have to have the 2/3 in the House. So, look, there's a reason why Donald Trump is hell-bent on not having these files released. There is no other explanation for a man who had talked about it, promised it, all of these Republicans who did the same. And then when they got a look at them, they go, oh, crap. There's no reason. Why else is he calling Representative Lauren Boebert in for top secret discussions yesterday?
That's a very weird story that came out. And they didn't deny it either.
Right. Well, it's multiple sources have said so. she even posted afterwards,
like, thank
thanking
you.
Them and agreeing on being transparent. To her credit, she did not fold.
Yeah.
But he did go talk to her. And there is no other explanation than they don't like what is in there. It does not look good for the president. And I think it does not look good for a whole bunch of other people, some of them very powerful people. Aside from even a Prince Andrew, there are people on there who've worked in other administrations. There are people on there who either run companies or are bigwigs internationally. And I think it's time we stop protecting pedophiles and let the chips fall where they may. There's no other reason why he is hell-bent on not allowing this information to come out. So there's a lot of stuff we'll talk about in those emails. And a lot of kind of connecting the dots. You know, let's be honest. There's nothing there that says, here's a picture of Donald, right. da-da-da-da-da.
So I think we need such a smoking, like an obvious smoking gun for anyone to go, okay, I agree that's bad.
I think that the fact that the way people behave is the biggest clue as to what might be in there. And anybody who felt like they would be vindicated, knowing all of this pressure and all these allegations are out there, would be the first ones to say, show the files, show them all. I'm going to prove myself not being involved in this thing. And instead, we're getting so much, it looks like panic from him and those top folks in his administration. So we do have some new emails from pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Now, in one of them, he does claim to have compromising photos of dirty Donald Trump. Dirty is the word. Now, these 23,000 pages of documents have come from the estate. So we don't even have we don't even have the files that are in the investigation, which I believe would include videos and other things.
This is
as
the
well.
One what the Dems had subpoenaed his estate and then mm-hmm. they released these emails as part of that.
Right.
Okay.
So just as an example, December 2015, Epstein told New York Times journalist Thomas Landon Jr. that he had photos of Trump with bikini clad girls in bikinis in his kitchen. Now, I don't know if that makes you a pedophile.
I mean, it doesn't.
Come on. But he said, would you like photos of Donald and girls in bikinis in my kitchen? He asked the journalist in an email. In a follow-up exchange with the reporter, Epstein claimed Trump almost walked through a glass door because he was distracted by young women. Here's the quote. Have them ask my housemen about Donald almost walking through the door, leaving his nose print on the glass as young women were swimming in the pool. He was so focused, he walked straight into the door. Again.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to bring the house down, but I'd like to also say, in reading these, there's a lot of questions about a journalist for the New York Times and the ethics surrounding some of the conversation. Others are saying, you know, he was saying, yes, I would like those photos because he wanted, you know, to pass them on. So others are wondering, did the New York Times or anybody else get anything and cover it up? That's another question. They say a lot of these open up questions that have nothing to do in the actual pedophile part of this thing. But the fact that this Michael Wolff, who writes books, is giving almost blackmail advice to Jeffrey Epstein, like, oh my gosh, these people, like anybody who got close to him seems to not look good in this whole thing at all.
And people, almost every situation we have someone who's a Jeffrey Epstein, a pedophile, people who groom others, they're very manipulative. So sometimes I think some of these things, if you take it from that lens, if someone who's trying to kind of pull you in to make you feel comfortable, to make you expose yourself some unethical way, doesn't necessarily make you a pedophile. But
no, but it does call into question your ethics. And
there's a lot of smoke here.
Yeah. Meanwhile, another email chain, Epstein discussing Trump's 2016 hush money case with Obama White House counsel Kathy Rumler in August 2018, a decade after the financier was convicted of pedophilia, and a year before his alleged suicide. Rumler, again, Obama White House counsel, and Epstein discussed how Trump's attorney Michael Cohen turned on the president over payments to Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. Rumler wrote, it makes no difference whether it was Trump's money, issue his failure to disclose. Plus, fact that he has lied his ass off about it makes clear he knew it was illegal. Epstein replied, you see, I know how dirty Donald is. My guess is that non-lawyers, New York biz people, have no idea what it means to have your fixer flip. And then another email exchange. An unknown individual tells Epstein that they are waiting outside because they didn't want to come early to find Trump in your house. It's like, first of all, like these emails, too, sometimes it looks like children or teenagers wrote them. There's like no full sentences. There's all these grammatical errors.
Right.
It's just ick. A lot of questions, and there's so many of them that we're still getting information that people are talking about. I did see a couple, and again, we're going to be talking about this as more comes out. I did see another email that someone said Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump spent Thanksgiving together in 2017 while Trump was in office? Well, and then they have an email chain here that I'm trying to go through. So there's a lot of questions because there's a couple of things. There are questions about where Donald Trump gets his money from, and it could be from Russia. And again, this is just some of the dots that some are connecting. The relationship between him and Epstein, as it was probably of all the people that Donald Trump, and he's been a well-known person for most of, I'd say all of his adult life. There's no one that you can really point to, at least not in pictures or socializing before he ever came into office, that he was closer to than Epstein. Like he doesn't have these longtime friends. The question is what was the fracture in their relationship? Now, Donald Trump and his people are saying, well, I knew he was a pedophile and I threw him out. And others are saying, no, it had to do with this real estate, some place that he wanted to buy. Epstein, he showed Donald Trump and Donald went out and bought it out from under him. And then that led to a fracture. But nobody fights this hard to not put information out unless they're protecting themselves or people very close to them.
And to your point, he doesn't have a lot of people super close to him. So if it's coming from him, it's probably about him. Because he thinks about himself.
Well, we know that his people going through those documents had how many people going through them to try to find all the instances of his mention? Well, we've heard from the other side. When we're talking about this Lackawanna County reassessment deadline, the plaintiffs, these are the people involved in that court order, which is the push for the reassessment and how it came to be in the first place. 60 years is a long time. And the plaintiff said it was unfair. And that was agreed to by judges. The other parties do not consent to delaying implementation of these new property values. I'm looking at an update in the Scranton Times Tribune today. Attorney Marielle Macker, the executive director of the nonprofit Community Justice Project representing the plaintiffs, reiterated in the response letter that the county's new assessments will result in a much fairer distribution of the tax burden. It's written, the county's current assessment scheme is deeply unequal and regressive, with owners of lower value properties paying far more than their fair share, she wrote. They also reject the notion the failure to include the old assessed values on those mailed reassessment notices amounts to any kind of a fatal defect. So accordingly, this is the quote, we do not consent to delaying implementation of the reassessed values, and we expect the reassessed values to be certified by November 15th, 2025. So will this prospect of a reassessment pause, will they continue to push for this? Republican Commissioner Chris Shermack would like to do that. Brenda Sacco, who's in there right now, would she want to do that? She's only going to be there for so long, but Tom Welby won the special election.
You're saying the same thing, right?
And he ran on pausing. But it looks like, you know, if the county doesn't do this, they would be in violation of that court order. So, I mean, you could fight this thing in court, but how much is that going to cost as well? Now, Bill Gaughan, Democratic commissioner, he thinks that has to go forward because he says it would be the county would be, you know, not following the law. He claims, and this is the quote, if Commissioner Chermak and Sacco screw this thing up, it's going to cost the taxpayers at least $2.5 million next year that we don't have. Now, where is he getting $2.5 million? According to the Scranton Times Tribune, the $2.5 million estimate of what delay might cost comes from a document an official from Tyler Technologies recently sent to him. That is what the cost would be. Anyway, the deadline for the new values to be certified is on Saturday. So do we see this thing being paused? Should we roll the dice and pay more money to put it off? We wait to see. When is Tom Welby going to be sworn into? That should be happening soon.
We've gone back and forth a little bit. And understandably, you say, like, people have been overcharged for so many years. There are other people who haven't been paying enough. I know I fall into that category.
Of underpaying.
But again, no, people weren't overpaying because they did something wrong. I'm not underpaying because I did something wrong. The system has been broken for so long. And what's going to, you know, my biggest fear, you know, I, again, I'm trying to be fair, but at the same time, if I find out I'm going to pay it $200 or $300 extra a month,
right,
just out of nowhere, mm-hmm, it's going to be devastating to my family through no fault of my own, just because I happened to buy a house that happened to be, for whatever reason, whoever grandfathered it into everything. And I think a lot of people fall into that. And I feel bad. The sticker shock is going to be rough. Again, I don't know what's going to happen.
It would have been nice if they could have put in an estimated amount.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope that they now, when they get these assessed values, obviously we're already getting to where you will find out what your taxes are.
Yeah. So it's not something I'm sure people will go, well, screw you, I paid so much. I understand that. And it sucks because you're right. But at the same time, again, it's not through any fault of their own. For people who live there 30, 40 years or whatever, that's just the way it's been. I've been in my house for like 5 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not quite the same. And just to get hit like that, it's going to be a painful sticker shock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, come on. The catwalk.
It's like a bad time machine showed up.
He's like bored. Like, I gotta sing this song.
Yeah, it just feels like the music arrived via the world's worst time machine.
Sorry.
Where do we dump these? On the radio? Perfect.
I just thought I'd put you in a good mood today.
I mean, it's... Look, musically, it's not bad because they're all catchy and I know them and it's nostalgic in a way. But at the same time, it leaves me with this kind of like, well, you know, musically, it can only get better from here, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
And I feel like I insulted your music list now, and I did.
It's not mine. Like, it's not like anything personal.
You cultivated this in your lab.
No, there was a time not too long ago where I thought, okay, we're going to get some songs from like the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s. Okay, sorry if I brought you back to a...
It's a fun...
Don't worry, in 20 years, you're going to look back on it and love it.
It's a fun time. It brings me back to my early radio career and some of the stuff I had to, like, you know, pretend
there's
I really loved.
Stuff that I hated in the 80s that I love now, so... There's that.
No, I don't hate any of these. I'll be honest with you. And then like, they became guilty pleasure songs. So it's the macho side of me, which is like 0.5% that make it, is like, I can't like these songs. I'm a dude.
Right.
But I'll leave it at that.
Leave it at that. All right.
I'm too.
So the government shutdown is ended. I mean, it's over and they just got to get things going again.
Yeah.
Some of you have been working without being paid, but it's coming. You'll have a nice big fat paycheck. Meanwhile,
the job of perks. Yeah. Paycheck.
Pennsylvania's budget deal is done. Yes. The governor signed into law the $50.1 billion state budget. Yeah, it took months and months and months. But it looks like compromise in some ways because not everybody got what they wanted. Details have become out, obviously, hours after the deal circulated through Harrisburg. So what it does is it increases overall state spending by more than $2.2 billion, or about 4.7% compared to last year. Now, there were hopes that state officials might legalize and tax recreational use of marijuana and electronic gambling skill games.
But no.
But no, it doesn't anticipate any of that money coming in. Now, it does address... one thing that has been a bone of contention in Harrisburg, the diversion of money from traditional public schools to cyber charters, ones that students attend online. Districts haven't liked the payments. They say it drains their coffers and boosts online schools that don't have the same brick and mortar expenses or accountability measures in place. So Shapiro asked the legislature to cap tuition payments at $8,000 per student. So we got that.
Which is insane.
The budget proposal would reduce by $178 million the payments that previously flowed from local districts to online schools. And those savings are offset to some extent by another change. The budget proposal zeroes out some $100 million in cyber charter transition reimbursements from the state to help districts absorb those costs. The end result still benefits districts statewide to the tune of about $78 million. So public education seems to have fared pretty well when you look at what the changes are in this budget to get to an agreement. Some of the state's neediest districts will receive more than $565 million in what's called adequacy gap payments. And that seeks to correct school funding imbalances that a state court found unconstitutional. Schools statewide will share a $105 million pot in basic education funding. They also have access to an additional $40 million in special education funding. So we got that there. Now, the other issues on here, the whole climate situation was something that Democrats lost out. I'm trying to get the details here. Okay, the multi-state emissions capping program. The budget summary circulated by Democrats makes no mention of that, but environmental groups say the regional greenhouse gas initiative will be sacrificed as part of the deal to secure more education, human services, and other state spending.
No, don't worry. Like I said yesterday, in a few months, they got to start working on next year. So maybe it'll end up back in.
It's all about you have to share power. And you have Republicans in the Senate and you have Democrats in power in the House.
You can't get everything. Try to get something that's important and lead with that.
Yeah. You know? There were other sacrifices by both sides as well. Originally, the governor hoped to increase spending by $1.5 billion more. But Republican-controlled Senate turned down the Democrats' plan, preferring to spend $47.7 billion. So Republican leaders warn that Democrats sought to spend more than they expect to bring in. The deal now pending in Harrisburg does just that, leaving the state with only a $200 million fund balance. So there's a whole lot of stuff in here and what went through. But it did get finally settled after 4 months. Luzerne County's Convention Center Authority did vote to approve a contingent sale of 6.2 acres. And that sale contingent of Solicitor Christopher Slusser reviewing a few issues in the sales agreement. We don't know the final sales price yet. First, they have to finalize it. And that allows the development of another hotel by the arena. It could be for more than $1 million, according to a discussion that they had back in April. Now, there's a co-founder of Onvo. Is Onvo where you go get gas and stuff?
Yes, the travel.
The co-founder of Onvo expressed interest about buying that land back in March. Onvo owns the Residence Inn, which is near the arena. So we will wait to see, but contingent on them, I guess, going through it with a fine-tooth comb.
Say what you want to say about that area overall. Just a snapshot of the area. People who come into town for a concert, having another hotel is a good option. There's a lot of great restaurants in that area, a lot of shopping. You know, if you spread out a little bit, you see some of the things we all know. But from a tourist perspective, it really raises the profile of the area.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it more, it's a good opportunity for things to come to the area.
Right.
So I think it's good for any detractors out there.
It is.
Why would they do that? Last thing we need is another hotel. Fix the potholes. Totally two different issues.
Right. But. Well, data centers are a big issue here locally as well. Someone texted us earlier to say, you know, you could talk about something local like data centers, which we've been talking about.
We have. What are you going to say? It comes down to these like city councils a lot where they're going to make decisions or, you know, and a lot of people are just like, how can you possibly... Well, it's funny. I saw one. It was at Archibald. Someone's like, wait, all the people are saying no, but you people up there are saying yes. Again, they got put in that position by the people. Mm-hmm. That's the way you pay attention to you vote for.
There is a story on WNEP talking about community members who gathered in Archibald Tuesday night. And that was ahead of the borough council meeting to protest the proposed data centers. I'd like to. And we've been working to get Governor Josh Shapiro on with us because... I was reading about, and I don't have it in front of me, but this talking about it in the state, should there be some kind of legislation where all of these places, if they come into an area, they are responsible for any additional costs as opposed to it being put on the community? And I'm making it a very simplified answer to an issue that has come up over and over and over again. Because these data centers obviously require sometimes, you know, a huge amount of energy. And if the company needs to do upgrades and such, it should be completely absorbed by those places. But it is a huge issue.
Agree.
And we have been talking about it and we'll continue to talk about it, especially there in that Mid Valley, that whole Archibald German area seems to be where a whole heck of a lot is going on. Now, Hazleton has one as well in Luzerne County, a few spots. I think people are starting to wake up to real questions about them.
And because it's such a booming industry right now, the data centers, some information is hard to find. Like you can see it'll cost, what was the number I saw? They can cost about $10 to like $25 million to put up. But it's hard to find out how much revenue they're going to make. You know, is it going to be $20 million a year? And if that's the case, they're going to make their money back within a year.
Sure. No.
Or double that. So if they're going to be making crazy amounts of money, but not giving back to the local
community. Well, the big question is the number one reason why any community would want these places is the tax revenue. That's it. Because, you know, the jobs other than construction, there's not going to be a ton of jobs. So you better have a huge amount.
Correct.
Of, you know, what's the positive for having this? Because the downside, energy usage, noise in some cases, you know, traffic issues, don't know if that's a problem. You know, it's just going to, if there's not a lot of people working there, probably not a lot of traffic problems. But it's all about how much money is it going to bring in? Because you don't just do things because we want someone else to make money. That's just not how
this stuff
goes.
As long as it's all transparent, there's no deals cut where it's like, oh, well, they're tax-free for the first 5 years. That's how we got them. It's like, no. Like, that stuff is real scary when you hear about it and it happens here and there.
Yeah. The Mega Millions jackpot is at $965 million. We told you yesterday there was no winner on Tuesday.
Yeah.
My husband's like, why aren't you buying tickets? And I said, I'm done. $5 a ticket.
Have I turned you on this? Because you were pretty pro lottery.
I am. Well, no, it's not. Because I always felt like, all right, if it's $2, get a couple tickets. Now it's $5 with Mega Millions. He's like, just get one. And I'm like, I don't know if I even want to. I don't know. I'm just not feeling it.
Because lottery is not like, if you go to like a local high school football game, you buy a 50-50 and you say, nah, I'll pass. But the person sitting right next to you wins, you could have been like, I could have bought the ticket.
I don't mind a 50-50. It's all for a good cause.
I understand that. But I'm saying if you don't play the lottery, it's not like if your neighbor wins, you'd be like, oh, it could have been me. It's just all chance. So if you don't play, you won't win. You're just throwing money away. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
The winning would be nice.
I think it's getting too expensive. I went through a little addiction.
Okay.
To the scratch-off tickets. So about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
I was, you know, I'd stop at there's a gas station near me, and I would stop there and I'd have a couple extra bucks and I'd go over to the lottery machine and boom, boom, boom. Because, you know, and I always used to win. I used to win something, even if I just got my money back. I went through a stretch. I probably spent $50 over like a week.
Whoa.
And nada. I got nothing. Mm. And I said, this ain't going well, Nancy. You got to stop. Got to get a grip. And I have completely cut it. It was a week long addiction. I went past the machine when I was at the grocery store yesterday. I didn't even feel a twinge of wanting to play.
Wow. I got to tell you, it is funny how we look at gambling, like alcohol and gambling and stuff like that, so differently. If you tell that same story, but instead of lottery tickets, you say cocaine. That story's just like, we're like, oh my God, I had no idea. And we're horrified. And so we're like chuckling. That's a lot, though. That's
hard. For me, I don't normally buy those. I was embarrassed. I hit it. My husband was getting in the car once and I had like 5 of the tickets all scratched off in the console. And I'm like, throw them in the garbage. So I've come to terms with the fact that I need to just stay away from spending that money.
To your point, though, or to your experience, they used to be easier to win. Or they used to have more winners. It feels like I've had a couple because I would get them from my mother-in-law's gifts. It used to be you'd at least win $2. Yeah. You don't get anything.
No, now you have to spend like at least $5 on a ticket to win something. And see, I was buying the $1 and $2 ones. I'm still not at the point where I would spend. I don't pay any of them. Actually, I'm so cost conscious right now of everything that I don't even have any desire to spend any money on anything other than what I absolutely need.
When you walk by to the machines, say things like, hey, you. Nancy, come on over.
They're light up and they look at me.
Just give me a dollar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.